You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to make changes in your life, and in particular, we've been talking about the motivations. We looked over in Philippians chapter 3, where it talks about that Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for a purpose. Paul said this, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Man, that is so important. That is so crucial to get a hold of that. That Christ Jesus has laid hold of you for a purpose. And the first purpose was to be his child. But after that, not Jesus' child, the Father's child. Jesus is actually your brother. But you've got to get a hold of the fact that God has a will for your life. And we've been talking about motivation. And by the way, you can know the will of God. Remember, we looked in Ephesians chapter 5 that says that if you do not know what the will of God is for your life, then you're unwise. All right? So, but we started, one of the reasons people do not seek God's will for their life is because they do not, they're afraid of what's going to be. Right? They're afraid of what God wants for them. And let me say this, if I can, maybe I can make it like this. I don't know about you, but when I grew up in school, I was, a lot of times for our tests, we'd have these standardized tests, right? And we had these things called Scantrons, okay? Which was a sheet. And every question had like, have like four answers, right? And then you had to have a number two pencil. That was a big deal. You got to have a number two pencil. And so what you would do is you'd take your number two pencil and you'd read the question and then you'd fill in the bubble. Usually I think there's about four bubbles, maybe five, okay? And you had to fill it in really good. And if you filled in the wrong bubble, you had to erase it, right, and get rid of it. Now, even before computers could actually read these things, what would happen is the instructor would have a to me it looked like a cut off file folder, okay, and they would have cut out a window over each of the questions, and then they would take that file folder and lay it over the Scantron. So on the Scantron is your bubbled answer, but the actual correct answer was on the, what do you call it, the manila folder cut out, okay? So they lay that on the top, and when the manila folder laid on top of your Scantron, what would happen is everywhere when the teacher looked down through the hole in the manila envelope, when she saw that number two pencil, that was correct. If she looked down through that Scantron, that template laid over it, right? If she looked down over that and she did not see that bubble colored in, that was wrong. Everybody, I hope you're following me. But here's the thing. This is what actually happens in the last day, okay? In the last day, you're going to appear before the Lord, and there's going to be something that he's laid hold of you for. That's the manila envelope that's cut out with the answer key. And then your life is going to be there. That's the Scantron where you filled out all the bubbles, all right? And then the Lord is going to lay those two together. Everywhere he looks down through his answer key and sees your bubble filled in, you receive reward. Everywhere he does not see that, you receive no reward. Now, this, I wish I had more time to get into this. When you appear before the Lord, if you've already accepted Jesus, you never appear before the great white throne of judgment. That the great white throne of judgment is heaven or hell, okay? And by the time you get to heaven, or by the time you die, that's already decided. You will have already, if you've accepted Jesus in this life, then you have appeared before the throne of judgment and you have been adjudicated not guilty with no case pending. You are sinless, and you are the righteousness of God in Christ. All right? That His blood has been taking your sin out of the way, having been nailed to the cross. You have been recreated in the life and the image of God on the inside of Him. But understand me, just because you're not going to hell, everybody thinks, that's the big thing. There's more to it than that for us believers. There is the will of God for our life. There is the fact that would give our life meaning, okay? And for that, we appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We appear before Him, and we will be judged for our deeds in the body. And by the way, I'm a grace preacher, but for all you grace folks out there who think that the way we live our life doesn't matter, you are lying to yourself, because it does matter, because you will give an account for this life when you appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And you will either be rewarded or you will have tears because you didn't do the will of God for your life. Now, we've been talking about motivation for change. I'll say it again. I don't want to die and have a life that had no meaning. All the hell I've been through here in this earth, I don't want to have all been done through all that and say, well, you know, at least you lived. That's not enough. I want the Scantron. I want more bubbles filled into the answer key than not. I want this life to have had a purpose and had a meaning. Now, the first way that I had to get to that was to begin to understand that God's plan for me was better than I wanted for myself. Okay? Now, again, go here in Jeremiah 29:11. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil." Okay, right there, that upends some people's doctrine. Because people don't know whether God's got peace towards them or not. Well, God made your child sick to teach you something. That's evil. That's evil, and you lied about it. Because God just said right here that His thoughts only towards us were for peace. Well, Pastor Kurt, you can't say such a thing. You know, God is infinite, and so He, in His infinite mind and infinite wisdom, He could use sickness to bring about peace. It could be a blessing in disguise. No, it can't. You're lying about it. And if you honestly believe that, preacher, and I'm talking specifically to the preachers right now, you've got two major issues. One, you are misrepresenting God, because God said every sickness and every disease was a curse. That's what Deuteronomy 28 says. You get down to 60 and 66, it makes it clear. Every disease. And then when you combine that with Galatians 3:13, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us, you telling people that God has made them sick and that sickness can be a blessing, you've lied to them. You've misrepresented your employer if you're a preacher. Second thing is, you've got a major issue. You're going to have a major issue with Jesus, because what do you do about Luke chapter 13? What do you do about when that pastor said, was right there, and the woman was bowed over for 18 years? And when Jesus raised her up, and the pastor gets mad and says, there are 6 days in which a man ought to work, and let them be humming deals, and not on the Sabbath. And do you remember what he said to that preacher? He says, this woman, being the daughter of Abraham, ought she not be loosed from this infirmity? I got a question for you, preacher. What are you going to say to Jesus when He looks at you and says, why is it you allowed my kinfolk? Why is it you allowed my brother and sister? Why is it, seeing that she is a daughter of Almighty God, seeing that He's a child of Almighty God, ought not they be loosed from this infirmity? If you are a Christian, there is one greater than the child of Abraham sitting in your seat. It is the child of God. That's the truth. And preacher, you're going to have a problem if you've been lying to people about that. Now why would people believe such a thing? Why would people believe such a stupidity that God wants to make you sick in order to teach you something? Because they have not come to grips yet with two things. That God is absolutely, completely in love with you, and that He is a good God. And the second thing, every thought and every plan He has towards you is not of evil, but is of peace. And I want you to hear me. Everybody out there right now listening to me, if you have been told, and I believe there's people going to tune in just right at this moment, if you have been told that God took your loved one, you were lied to. No, he did not. The devil might have taken him. The curse of the law, the curse that operates in the earth, that might have taken him. But Jesus did not take your loved one from you. Mama, Jesus did not take your child from you. Daddy, Jesus did not take your child from you. That is not true. That is a lie. And if you'll turn towards him, he'll prove that to you. He'll demonstrate that to you. And if you think I'm wrong, you show me one New Testament scripture where Jesus made one of his followers sick. Show me one New Testament scripture where God made one of his children ill to teach him something. If you can't show me that, it's time to change your doctrine. It's time to take the Word of God and make that a living part of our reality. God has a plan for you that is a future of peace and hope, not of evil. This is why you can change your life. This is the reason. Listen, the first change you need to make towards your life today is to know God's will for your life. That's the first change. If you've existed, I don't care how old you are. Hey, grandmama, grandpapa, you out there, you're 95 years old, and if you don't know God's will for your life, the first thing you need to change in this coming year is you're going to know the will of God for your life. And you want to know it because it is peace and it is hope for you. It is goodness for you. You need to become convinced. You need to make up your mind with whatever time you got left. You're going to find out what God's will is, and you're going to walk in it. That's what you're going to do. So the first change you need to make to your life is to know God's will for your life. We'll talk a little bit about this next time, about how to do that. Ultimately, you're going to have to go to the website and listen to how to hear from God, because you're going to need that. Plus, get into the Word. But I'm telling you, God's will for your life is peace and hope. He just said so. He said, this is what I know. I love you and I want good for you. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Curt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Curt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Curt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@curtowen.com or send a regular letter to Curt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@curtowen.com. Regular address is Curt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that he is faithful to his word. In Matthew 18:19, he says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, he will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Curt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to curtowen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Curt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children.